Welcome to the dark side. A great Monday. I hope everybody had a safe and prosperous and enjoyable weekend. Even my enemies. I never want to see anything happen to my enemies because I want them to be around so I can bitch slap them ever so often. Not literally, of course. I mean verbally. I talked to someone yesterday and talked about some cases coming up in St. Clair County Court. And the guy says, well, I hope, watch out because these judges don't like you. They'll rule against you. And I thought to myself, and I've said it about St. Clair County judges. There's a lot of good judges in St. Louis County, a lot of good judges in St. Clair County. There's some bad ones. But why the hell we give these judges the authority to be decent? Why wouldn't judges just follow the law and not pursue their personal vendettas and agendas? I don't understand that. We're a land of laws. And if the judges won't follow the laws, who the hell's going to follow them? I just thought that was kind of poignant. Yeah, these judges, if they don't like you, well, I don't give a damn if a judge, and I respect most judges until they do something that I don't respect. But it's always more of a political and a personal thing rather than a judicial, a legal thing. I've watched it somewhat in St. Clair County. People get cases thrown out of court. People get cases judged against them because the lawyers on the other side are friends with the judges. Now, those are judges that aren't judges that are bums, just like there's bums in every profession. So I just hope all the judges everywhere just follow the law, judges. Don't play politics. You get your jobs politically, but don't play politics. Do what you're supposed to do. Do it the right way. Go home to your families and feel good about yourself. I'm at the gas station this morning, and some nigger approached me at the gas station, and he was a nigger. Swear to you. Had an old beat-up car, pants hanging down, didn't have grills in his teeth. I guess he couldn't afford those gold grills. And you won't hear this anywhere else because everybody else has to be politically correct. I say, as long as I come to the radio station every day and as long as I drive by the post office, the banks, and other buildings that display our great American flag, until I see them all, not at half staff, honoring some asswipe politician probably. Occasionally they honor decent people like fallen firemen, policemen, first responders, brave military heroes. That's okay. But when I see that flag not flying at all, then maybe I won't say what I think. But until that time comes, I guarantee you I'm going to exercise my First Amendment right again. Never get tired of saying it. My First Amendment right that every brave military hero all gave some and some gave all. People never made it home. And I'm going to take that right. And I'm not going to use it. I'm going to use it to the fullest, people. And I hope I've educated you good people enough, both friends and enemies. But most of the time, we don't have to educate our enemies because they always use their right. They have a First Amendment right, but we don't. But yes, we do, people. And I want to say, anyway, this nigger approached me at the gas station and said, hey, man, I don't like, and he had some stupid ass. Who told these niggers that some of these hairdos, I mean, white people got some stupid hair, but these niggers are outrageous with some of their hairdos. They should be hair don'ts, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. But I ask, what the hell didn't you like about my show, buddy? He said he didn't like me saying nigger. And I told him, I said, don't listen to just part of it. Do you listen to my whole show? And he said, no, I don't listen at all. I heard it from somebody else. Maybe you had a dope deal going or smoking a blunt somewhere and they brought up my name, and I appreciate that. Any publicity is good publicity. I told him again, listen to my show so you'll know what I'm saying and you'll know what I'm talking about. So this son of a bitch gets a little riled and pissed off, and I say, please, buddy, and I didn't say it that way. Hey, please, man, my man. I think I said my man. I like to say my man to the black guys. It's either my man or bro. But I said, you don't know what I'm saying. You don't know how I'm talking. And even more than that, so much more than anything, you don't realize what I'm saying. See, people, they want to listen to what they want to listen to. They want to listen to the Cardinals were losing 4-5. Well, the Cardinals lost. No, you should have listened to the rest of the sentence. They were losing 4-5, but they had a rally in the ninth inning and won 15-5. So people only want to listen to the part they want to. So I say to you, my bro, my man, my main man, kiss my white, hairy, stinky ass. But see, when he knew that I wasn't going to be intimidated, he backed down. And so I hope you white people are starting to understand. And I tell you who I want to salute to the utmost. I want to salute the Missouri Patriots. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. It was a pro-Trump rally put on by the Missouri Patriots. It was a rally in Clayton, Missouri, in Clayton Park. What a great start. I guess people are listening to me all over, and we're getting started. What a great start for people, both proud white and proud black, finally understanding that we the good people, also have a right to rally, and that we too, I say we too, remember that word, we too can push back on this nigger and liberal false agenda. I think time's come. I think people are finally rallying around the flagpole. I've coined a new phrase for the movement, for groups of people like our group, the National Association for Majority Equality, NAME. You know the motto, we will never ever ask for any more than equal treatment, but we will not tolerate, nor will we accept any less. Now, if that sounds racial, then you're the racist. But I've coined a new phrase for the movement for our groups. You know, the women have the Me Too movement. Now, our movement, the movement of the decent people, both black and white, fighting against all the reverse racism and hatred in our great country. Our movement is not the Me Too movement, but I've coined this, the movement for NAME and all the white and black groups that are tired of this crap, liberals and conservatives that are tired of this ultra-liberal snowflake crap. I've coined it, it's the We Too movement. Let's have the We Too. They have the Me Too movement for the women. Let's have the We Too movement. And you can thank Bob Romanek for coining that phrase. There was 150 people attended the rally. Can you, 150 people to support President Trump, the border wall, and for the progression to make our country great again. No one really heard much about this rally, I'll bet you. Bet you most people saying didn't know anything about it. You know why you didn't know anything about it? Because there wasn't any riots. There wasn't any burning down of businesses. There wasn't any shootings. There wasn't any burning up police cars. There weren't any arrests. What the hell's wrong with you white people? Come on. You take all the fun out of rally. And I saw a picture in the post-disgrace, Jim Swigel of Godfrey. I tell you, Jim, what I'm going to salute you and everybody that attended that. They didn't have to. There wasn't any violence. There wasn't any disruption of traffic. Guarantee it was on the side of the road. But Jim Swigel of Godfrey, want to salute you. Apparently the white people, I think we're starting to understand the We Too movement. And I also want to say a lady saw a picture, a lady, Cindy Richardson of Festus, Missouri. You better watch out. A beautiful lady has a flag in her hand on a stick, has a great red, white, and blue flag, a great symbol of this great country, draped around her shoulders. Now, I gotta say, Cindy, you better watch out. You better watch out, because that faggot bitch boy, Todd Robertson, the embarrassed and failed editorial writer for the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, he'll be all over you for you proudly draping yourself in our great, wonderful American flag. You know, that was a bastard when I wore my flag. Now, Robertson, this Cindy Richardson, and I think has every right to do so because she loves this country and she loves that flag. She draped it around her as a little piece of clothing, like a little shawl. I had a flag apparel suit, and you guys remember Robertson, old bitch boy, faggot, little big faggot bitch, give me a nasty editorial that the stars and stripes of my flag apparel suit, not a flag suit. I think he was pissed because it wasn't a fag suit. If it had been a fag suit with penises all over it, it would have been no big deal. I probably would have been praised. And I've tried to call that Todd Robertson many, many times. That bitch ain't gonna answer the phone, but he'll put that crap in the newspaper. He'll hide behind that print. See, I hide behind nothing. I talk on this mic. I'll take calls. I'll talk to people. I'll address the situation, but they never will. But anyway, he was the one that talked about the stars and stripes going up the crotch of my my pants. And I thought to myself, and how it fit my buttocks. I thought to myself, what a stupid, stupid faggot bitch he is. But you won't hear it anywhere else. Also, before we get off this great subject, and I love you people in Clayton, proud white, and was primarily white. That's probably why there wasn't any riots. I didn't see a bunch of policemen. I didn't see the streets disrupted. That's the way you have a rally. That's the way you do a legitimate rally in this great country. You don't disrupt the town. You don't disrupt people. You don't disrupt traffic. You don't tear down things and burn up things. But there was one gentleman, I thought it was kind of neat for what he said. He said he didn't vote for Trump before, but now he said he'd vote for Trump, that he was an embarrassed liberal. Todd Bridges out of Rock Hill, and it's for public consumption because it was in the Post disgrace. And I say to you, Terry Bridges out of Rock Hill, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed for changing your mind. You were just confused by all the racist and liberal propaganda that these bastards put out. So I'll tell you, Terry Bridges, thanks for becoming one of the We Too movement. Thanks for trying to be with us, proud Americans, black and white. They're going to take this country back. We're going to be on blacks, and we've been on blacks. So I will hear people when I'm talking. We get a lot of calls, but if it's not somewhat on subject, I'm not going to take time. But we've got Ed that wants to talk about black folks, I guess. So Ed, you're on the dark side.
Yes, this is just in reference to what you mentioned about it's a shame the 7-year-old child was killed. Okay, now you probably heard about the news also. But right away, the first thing they said
Ed, I know exactly what they said. I've said it 2 or 3 times. If you've got some good information, give it to me. But I'm going to talk about the underbelly, but I don't want to rehash everything that was put in the paper. So do you have some additional information?
Well, I saw it on PBS.
Okay, all right. Okay, Ed, thanks for the call. That's the problem, people. We all saw it on television. We all saw it one time on television. We all saw the propaganda that the mainstream media puts out. Now, I'm going to give you the complete underbelly. I was going to wait a little bit to do it, but since the gentleman brought it up, I don't want to tell you so much that this little girl was shot. I don't want to tell you, like I told you the first day, how pissed I was whenever it said it was, and if I could find the article, here it is right here. Rally mourns Houston girl 7. And before I say anything, I want to say to that mother and father, even though I'm going to show you what an ass white bitch she was and is, my deepest condolences go out to you. I lost a son. I know what it's like. So on that fact, I will respect you as a human being, as I guess a mother, for the loss of your child, for beautiful 7-year-old, beautiful, innocent black girl, really pretty little girl. So I want to give you my condolences to the family. I sincerely do. I know you're hurt. But now I have to say, and you people know that I give you the underbelly. It says here about the shooting, 7-year-old girl was shot, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not making light of it. We've just heard it so many times. You know why we heard it before the arrest? Because it was alleged that it was a white man. It says here, and this is in print, the girl was black, and her family believes the shooting was racially motivated. A big rally was held at Walmart. All kinds of people. They asked to be part of an army that will help authorities catch the person. They meant the white guy. That's what pisses me off. You people heard me. I said, automatically, the news media says it's white. Now, there's a man been charged with the death. And guess what? He's a big, black, greasy nigger. Not a black man. A black man wouldn't kill anybody. It's a nigger. It says black man was arrested. No, the print was wrong. In Houston, it was a nigger charged with the murder. Now, this black guy has already admitted to being the driver. The other one they're looking for, they've got the gun, the 9mm, that matches up to the ballistics. Now, and they were in a dark-colored SUV. Now, remember, everybody, mama gets on television. Now I got to get nasty with the mama. I give her my condolences. I got to do that, but I got to go here. You won't hear it on Maine. You won't hear it anywhere. This greasy nigger bitch said it was a white guy. Give a good description of a white guy. Now, if she gave that good a description, said he was white, she must have looked right in that guy's face. You look at the mugshot. This guy can never, the only one that would mistake this bastard, one of the two killers, for a white guy would be Ray Charles or little Stevie Wonder. Because anybody with any kind of eyesight would know this is a nigger with his nappy head. But the point I'm trying to make to you good people, both proud white and proud black, now all of a sudden, there's no rallies in the street. Where, I want to ask, where's the white outrage for our, not just a white guy, that was a black guy. The black community tried to disrespect the entire white race. Where is the white outrage after falsely being accused by that nigger racist mother? And that's what I have to say bad about her. Why aren't white people all up in arms? Now, all the army of people that wanted justice for this poor little girl, and it was a poor little girl, and it was an awful, awful act by two niggers taking the life of a proud little black innocent girl. But these no good mother said it was white. She gave a great description. We saw the sketch in the newspaper. Apparently, she must have saw his nose, his lips, his hair to give that good a description. And she said it was a white man. Now, this bitch knew it was a nigger. I don't know the total situation. I know one of the niggers that killed this little innocent girl has been arrested and been charged with a lot of dope activity. Now, I don't know for a fact, so I can't say for a fact. But I don't know if the mother was involved in maybe some dope activity. But one of the shooters says, it was a mistaken. I don't know if it was mistaken or they didn't want to take the heat for killing an innocent little girl. But it's awful, awful funny that the mother said it was a white guy. It had to be a white guy in a pickup truck. Now, she wouldn't have said a white guy in a Mercedes, because niggers don't drive pickup trucks. Niggers drive Mercedes. The dope dealers do. But, and I don't want to go crazy with this, people, but do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Then they're saying there's no big backlash now. They're not saying the mother, and I feel personally the mother should be charged with obstruction of justice. She knew it wasn't a white man, and she probably figured she's never going to find out, so she's going to blame a white guy? And then somebody said, whoa, maybe it was a white guy in a red pickup truck that passed after the shooting. Now, let me tell you, I've been a policeman a long time. I'd been a policeman. I'd been shot. I'd been stabbed. I guarantee you, when shots rang out, when the two niggers, pulled up alongside that car and started shooting, and a mother was hit and a daughter was hit, you think the mother, after she's been hit trying to get away, that the next car that passes was a red pickup and she saw the white guy and mistook that for the shooter? No, she ain't even looking that direction. She's trying to get away, because when I got shot and got shot at, I was rolling underneath the car. I didn't give a damn who was doing the shooting. I just didn't want to be there. But do you understand the hypocrisy of the press? They're not bringing all this out. Now, all the niggers that rallied all throughout Houston and all throughout this country could not wait to blame a white guy. Yeah, it's a white guy. It's a white guy for sure. My ass. She can't even say it was a white guy in that red pickup truck, if there was a red pickup truck. Do you know how traumatized it is when people start shooting at you? You know how serious it is to try to get away? But she's going to give a total description, and it's going to be of a white guy. And now all of a sudden, you don't hear that anywhere else. But here, I listened to it on TV. They didn't bring any of this up. It's just, it happened to be two blacks. They didn't bring up that she accused the white initially. And I ask, why aren't you policemen, you professional police officers? Why aren't you talking to that mother? Why aren't you charging her with obstruction of justice? Because she obstructed justice in the most vile way, to lie about who killed her daughter. Think about it, people, and you guys haven't been policemen, most of you. You're driving down the street. A dark-colored SUV pulls up, two black guys start shooting. You get shot. Your daughter gets shot. Bam, 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 loud as hell. Gunshots that close. And she's going to look to the right where she's being shot at, and see a red pickup truck with a white guy, and she's going to think he's the one that did it? That's a damn lie from the start. That's a nigger woman. That's a nigger racist woman. They just can't wait. And boy, everybody pulled out, didn't they? They went to this rally. I got a picture here. Everybody's crying, primarily black. There's some whites in it. They're all waiting to get this white guy. If a white guy would have been charged, if a white guy would have confessed like these niggers did, it'd been all over the front page. This is on page six, hit on page six. It'd have been all over the front page. Here'd have been Jesse Jackson. Here'd have been Al Sharpton. Here'd have been Louis Farrakhan. Hey, them white people, you see what they do. They kill this innocent black little girl. I don't see the niggers chastising the niggers for killing this innocent girl. And it just pisses me off. And for the mother to sit there and lie. And so you people, when I talk about reverse racism, when I talk about war, white awareness radio, the first and only radio station in the country, I tell you, that has the nerve and guts to stand up. Not again, not against the proud black community. They would not do killings like this of any race. But instead, stand up and speak up. Speak up, more important than stand up, because we can speak up sitting down. But stand up and speak up for the proud white community. I say WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. The only WAR radio network in the country. The only radio station that'll preach the truth, the unfiltered truth, and I get called a racist? Are you crazy? I'm a realist. I tell you people the truth. Now, even you proud blacks, you understand where I'm coming from. They all rally. You know why it was all a big rally? Because they thought it was a white guy. They didn't have a rally for the 7-year-old girl that was innocently shot and killed doing her homework in her bed in North St. Louis, because they knew it was a nigger that pulled in a drive-by shooting and a drug deal. They weren't out there in 200-300 talking about let's getting justice for that 7-year-old girl in North St. Louis. That's been a while back. We talked about it. Nobody else brought it out like we did. But now for this nigger to be charged and another nigger they're looking for to be charged, he's confessed. He led him to the 9mm gun that matched up to the gun that was fired and killed the 7-year-old girl and shot the mother. So it's not like, oh, they arrested him. I'm glad they could. Honestly, I'm glad that the one son of a bitch admitted to killing. All the facts are there. If they had arrested this guy, this one nigger, and said, we're still gathering evidence, the niggers would have been out in droves. See, you're trying to blame a black man for killing that black. It was a white guy. You know it was a white guy because the mother said it was a white guy. She looked him right in the face. And she had to look him right in the face because there was a great sketch of a white guy. A great sketch of a white guy. I guarantee you, I look and somebody gets a gun, I'm not going to look. I don't give a damn what color their eyes are, what color their hair is. I'm going to turn and run. She had to say a white guy. And how disrespectful is that to her daughter? For the mother to throw them all off base. For the mother to throw them all off base and say it was a white guy. And not say he looked white. It was a white guy, and give a total description where they could put a composite sketch out all throughout the country, making this a major deal. But now that a nigger has been not only charged, but has admitted to the crime, on page six, man charged in Houston's girl's death. And the one article didn't say he was black. But again, think about it, people. If it had been a white guy, man, it'd have been hell for the white community to pay. But no, it's okay now. It's just one nigger, and I won't say killing another nigger because she didn't have time to grow up to either be proud black or be a nigger. So I won't disrespect that little girl. I'll disrespect her mother because her mother disrespected her. But do you people, you didn't hear this on Channel 5. Well, you can't hear it on Channel 2. They're off the air right now. You didn't hear it on Channel 4, 5, 11. You didn't hear it on any mainstream TV channel. You didn't hear it on Fox, MSNBC. No, because they have to be politically correct. They're not going to give you the underbelly. People, and I give you the underbelly today and every day. And if you don't like it, you don't like what I say, you niggers and whites, just don't listen. Damn, I'm not coming to your house and tying you up and super gluing your radio knob to 1190. Don't be that stupid. If you don't like a restaurant, man, every time I eat there, the food tastes like dog food, tastes like crap. How many times you eat there? About 6 times a week. Well, you dumbass idiots, quit eating there. Can't be that stupid. Some people are. But this really is a proud white man, and I think it pisses off the proud black community because that puts a mark against them. But all these niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. All these niggers, they were just waiting to hang a white man. See, I won't say lynch because lynch is a bad term. That's a racist term. I got to say hang other than lynched. But do you good people listening, do you understand my point? This was a piece of crap, a total piece of crap investigation, because this woman, the mother of the beautiful little 7-year-old black girl that was needlessly killed by two niggers, two thug, greaseball, low-life, bottom-feeding niggers, said it was a white man. And she gave a great description. I can't emphasize that enough. And it was white. And boy, the black community, what was that? Man, I got to get some of the articles. Man, hey, there you go. There's a white guy. Killed that innocent. Man, they're rallying. They were rallying in the streets. Rallying in the streets in Houston. Because a black girl was allegedly killed by a white man. But now, I don't see him rioting in the streets because two thug niggers killed this innocent little black girl. No, you know what the nigger mentality is? Well, that's just the way it is. We don't care if our blacks, our niggers, kill each other off, kill 500-600 people, but don't let a white guy do it, because he's a racist. And I said it could have been just a drive-by shooting, could have been a crazy if it was a white guy, I said if at that point. It could have been road rage. It could have been something personal. We didn't know. But all the niggers knew was it was a white guy. And all the niggers knew that because it was a white guy, it was racially motivated. That's all the niggers knew. Before we go to break, list, he's been holding on. Go ahead, Everett. You're on the dark side.
Bob, I want to just give you another example of parents not taking care of themselves. The two people the two youngsters that died coming up from the South, you know, coming into this country illegally, you know, the parents are the problem here in this situation. They're putting people in dangerous situations that they shouldn't be. Yeah. Probably, this is speculation too, the one that died in Texas, she's probably tied to some sort of a drug deal, and that kid got shot in the middle of it on accident.
Yeah. You know, Everett, you could be right. I don't want to go there because I don't know all the facts, but I do know that the shooter had been arrested for a lot of drug dealings before in Houston. So that could play in, but I never give you people information that's not factual. Never give you information that you can't follow up on and find out, hey, that crazy no good son of a bitch is 100% right. But think about it when we go to break. You think you'll hear the true story? You think you'll hear the underbelly of this story anywhere but here on KQQZ 1190M? Hell no, you won't. Because these bastards want to be politically correct. They want to be politically correct. And I shart them. I shart the white people as much as I shart the niggers. We need to put a stop. We need to put a stop to all this. We need to put a stop to all this reverse racism. We need to put a stop to these niggers always trying to embarrass and talk down about the white community, the white race. They don't talk down when we bust our ass to work to pay taxes so they can eat and their children can eat and get free education, free housing, free everything. They don't put us down then because they want what we have. But I'm tired, people. No violence. We need to just stand tall, both proud white and proud black, because this situation's not getting any better. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, I know today it'll be the biggest racist radio station in the country. and we're proud of what we do. And as always, we are also very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Welcome back to the underbelly. Welcome back to the only media source that'll give you the entire truth, the unfiltered truth. And as always, we're running behind time. But just a little follow-up before we go move on. It says here that a Harris County sheriff in Houston, at this point, it does not appear to be related to race. Now, here's an ignorant sheriff. They've got the people involved. They've got the gun. They've got an admission, and he's saying it doesn't appear to be related to race. No, it ain't related to race, Sheriff. But no, he don't want to piss off the niggers down there. Hell, they'll be tearing down the county jail. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't appear to be related to race, and this guy's got a badge and a gun. That's what I call a bum with a badge, not a professional police officer. And then the father, Chris Savali, Jasmine's father, that was a pretty young girl that was innocent girl that was needlessly killed, in a brief telephone interview said that he was feeling a bit of relief. What do you mean a bit of relief? You know why he doesn't feel? He would have loved for it to be a white man. That's why a bit of relief. You found the killers. They admitted to it. They're going to be found guilty and go to jail for life. And you as a father found a bit of relief? No, I would have found a lot of relief. But no, they want it to be white. For some reason, somewhere down the road, it's going to be a white guy's fault. Probably white guy's fault for not killing them two nigger thugs day before yesterday, so they couldn't have needlessly killed that pretty little white gal. And it says here that Jasmine's family apparently mistook the driver of the white driver of the red pickup for the gunman. Now, people there, you can get forensic people out there. You can get out and stage that scene. No way, no way, no way. But see, the press is not saying it. The police are even afraid to say it. As you just heard me, the sheriff says he does. It doesn't appear to be race involved at this time. Are you crazy? But you know what, Jasmine's family, the activists have said the shooting, and I'm reading verbatim, was similar to an unsolved incident in the same area in 2017 in which a gunman described as white shot into a vehicle carrying at least two black kids. The girl's killing prompted an outpouring of support across the country. Yes, support against the white community, but it says described as a white man. Doesn't say white, described. This shooter here was described as a white man. And what the hell was it? But now, they had a $100,000 reward. They want justice for Jasmine. They put all kinds of signs up. Do you see where the niggers, they just can't wait to come after the white community. Can't wait to blame the whites for all their downfalls. But they had all kind of support, justice for Jasmine. You know when they say that niggers, justice for this, justice? It's usually, not always, but usually a nigger thing, because it's justice is get that white guy. Get that white guy. And apparently it's all white because justice for Cain. It was get the nigger. It's racist. But it was unbelievable. I don't see anybody saying, hey, this mother was wrong. This mother obstructed justice. This mother lied about the description. And if it hadn't been for somebody inside the inner sanctum of this dope pushing, one dope pusher probably ratted on the other dope pusher because he wanted him off the streets. But unbelievable whenever the gal, the mother says that after the shooting, a composite sketch of a white man in a dark hood was widely circulated. But oh no, that was the guy that shot afterward. And after I got shot, my daughter got shot, I'm still driving a white truck. I watched that white truck. No, I didn't try to get out of the way. You're a lousy, lying, dumbass, less than a mother nigger. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. Imagine if they didn't catch them two black guys, or them two niggers, they didn't catch them, they want to show up at Walmart and burn it down, put people out of work. And one other quick thing about these lousy Democrats. They want to give money to foreign countries to help protect them. If they can't give Trump a measly $5 billion to protect Americans from drug smugglers, I tell you, this country's gone to crap, Bob. You know, it's serious trouble. You know, and like I said, the shooting prior to that was probably two black guys, but they blamed it on a white guy. And the news media, all of a sudden, the back of the news, they're playing it down. But boy, when it happened, they were right up there, top story. It just shows the hypocrisy of this country, Bob. Can you comment on that, please?
Yes, yeah, I'll comment, Jim. It's a hypocrisy, and it's a reverse racism. You hear me? Reverse racism. Now, the white community, how come we're not up in arms? We need a Jesse Jackson. We need a Al Sharpton, but we need them to be white and not niggers to say, hey, listen, you niggers, that's bullcrap. We're proud white people. You blame us for something. If it had been just the opposite, you know, when they blamed a black guy and it was a white guy that did it, man, it's nation news. It's all over the nation. It's all over front page of the papers on CNN, MSNBC, because they want to chastise the white community. I'm tired of that crap. White people aren't perfect. There's nobody in this world perfect, but I'll be damned. I'm gonna let a nigger beat me down to try to embarrass me, try to make me be ashamed to be white. That's what they wanna do. That's what they wanna do. They want us to be ashamed to be white. And it ain't never gonna happen, nigger, so you guys better get a different plan of attack. You better get a different plan of attack. And it says here with the story has captured the attention of this little shooting of this 7-year-old girl. The story has captured the attention of community members, celebrities, and activists around the world. Well, where are they at now? Where are they at now? All you some bitches coming out and saying, hey, it was a white guy. All you activists, no, you thug niggers. All you celebrities, all you community leaders. Where are you at now apologizing to the white community? Where's the mother and father apologizing to the white community? They're not going to do that. If it was a white man made a mistake, he'd be not only in jail for obstruction, he'd be having to apologize for the rest of his damn life. unbelievable. It's unbelievable why we put up with their crap. But we do. But times are changing, people. Times are changing. And we better change with it or we're going to be dead. Channel 5, on a side note, had a legitimate article. This black doctor, no, nigger doctor, says four times as many black women have complications and even death during childbirth. You know what the nigger said? She blamed it on racial bias in the hospital community. Nobody said nothing about it but me. Racial bias? You're like, I guarantee you, don't go to a white hospital if you're a nigger. Go to one of them nigger thug hospitals, because apparently this nigger doctor's saying that there's racial bias, and if you're pregnant, the white doctors, the white nurses, the white hospital, they're going to treat you like crap and probably kill you. Now, that's on mainstream TV on Channel 5, and I'm sure it was on the other stations. I don't see a big outcry over that. Where are you white people at? Where's the We Too movement? I'm appalled by that. As a national director of NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, I'm appalled by that. And I ask for an apology, you nigger. Four times as many black women, and maybe that's because their physical makeup. I don't know. I don't want to say that, because Jimmy the Greek back in the day, a white sportscaster, said that blacks had a different bone in their body, which made them faster. Hell, he got fired the same day for being a racist. No, he just told the truth. You can't tell the truth, because you tell the truth about these nigger thugs. They say you're a racist because you're telling the truth about the nigger thugs. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Grant. You're on the dark side.
Did you ever take into account that the lady was going through such a trauma during the shooting that she just identified the wrong person? White people have been identifying black people.
Oh, there we go. Nigger, let him talk. Let the nigger. See, all you're going to bring up white people about. Let me tell you what, Grant, you stupid nigger. I've been a policeman a long time, but more than that, I'm a human being. You're telling me, Grant, stay on the phone, you stupid-ass bastard. You're going to get shot at. You and your children are going to get shot at. Bam, 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 bam. And then you're going to look over to the other side instead of getting away, and then automatically you see a white guy, and it's the white guy's fault. Is that what you're trying to tell me, you racist nigger?
Bad person.
What nigger? What'd you say?
I said that if someone shot at you, that's a lot of trauma that goes along with it, and she identified the wrong person, but that doesn't make her a bad person.
Are you crazy? There you go, people. There's one nigger trying to support another nigger, trying to defend another. Grant, are you nuts? If you get shot at, you're going to look over after you've been shot at. Other than trying to get away, you're going to look over and automatically see a white person, and so it was a white person. Are you that big
a nigger?
Are you that big a nigger?
That kind of trauma.
Are you that big? I know how a nigger. Let him go. I know how a nigger. Hey, nigger. You ain't going to out-talk me, nigger. You ain't going to out-talk me, nigger. Let the nigger go. You ain't gonna out-talk me. This ain't that stupid nigger racist calling show. This is a Bob Romantic show. You hear the son of a bitch now? There you go. There you get any white blacks call up, and I'm sorry, keep the blacks. You get a nigger's call up and say, you know, Bob, the blacks ought to apologize. You get a nigger Grant. Well, you don't know if I've been shot, you stupid bastard. You probably shot people. I don't know, you nigger ignorant bastard. If you're still on the phone, I'll let you talk when I get done. But what are you talking about being traumatized? She wasn't traumatized enough to say it was a white guy, was she? She wasn't that traumatized to say it was a white guy in a redneck pickup truck. You stupid nigger. Get him back on the phone. Are you still there, you stupid idiot? And a bastard's gone. We're going to take a quick break. Them niggers piss me off. How you know? This nigger Grant, you don't know nigger Grant, but you're going to take up for the nigger. You're going to take up for the nigger. Well, let's take a break. Yeah. This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, if you just witnessed, by the nigger, of course. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Welcome back to the dark side, and it is dark today. Grant called back and tried to be half-assed nice, and I'll talk to him tomorrow. Don't have time. I never duck a call. But do you people understand? You understand what's going on? They got this crap today. I want to, again, salute you good people in Clayton for finally taking up for white people. You people are finally listening to me. You're understanding what the hell's going on. But there's a women's march. There's a women's march in California. It was canceled. The women's march in California, people, was canceled because there were too many white people that showed up. They actually said that on television. Too many white people showed up. There wasn't many blacks because they probably out screwing all night and selling dope and smoking blunts. Not the black people, the proud blacks, but the niggers. They couldn't get enough niggers involved. And niggers, they're not going to get up and march with white people over a woman's movement. And the white organizers said, well, we want to be diverse. We want women, represent women of every color. But if you can't get niggers, lazy niggers, to get up and march, still have the march. But do you see how politically correct these people have to do? We have to show so many niggers in the movie, so many niggers on TV, so many niggers here, so many niggers there. I got to say, why don't we show some more whites in professional sports? Football, basketball, you can't even watch. It's like they go down to East St. Louis or North County and see some thugs playing a makeup basketball game, elbowing each other, hitting each other, nothing but niggers, sweaty niggers, and they all got tattoos all over them. And these are the bastards that want to blame white people for the problems. No, it wouldn't be for white people in the stands. The 90% niggers on the floor and 98% white people in the stands supporting your multi-million dollar salaries. Are you crazy? As always, people, it's time to go. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. I'm going to get all over Leslie Bell. I'm going to expose him. I'm going to expose a lot of this nigger crap that you're not going to get anywhere else. So if you don't want to know the truth, the unfiltered truth, if you want all that political correctness, go someplace else. I'm telling you now, because you're not going to get it here. And as always, people, we can blame not the white people. Can't blame the white people, niggers, but we all can blame these politicians. Because they are a bunch of low-life, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards. So let's continue to unite to expose these no-good son-of-a-bitches, these political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you see it, you've seen it, you know what's going to happen. They're going to continue to destroy us, destroy our way of lives. and we're going to get through it. But what about your children and grandchildren? Let's think about them. So let's expose them, and let's destroy them at the polls. Nothing violent. Let's destroy them at the polls. Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro. Nigga, I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.